Scientists had thought it was one part of the planet that was free of pollution from plastics. But European researchers on a two-year expedition have found a disturbing amount of plastic pollution in the Antarctic. They say the level of plastic pollution is so high that toxins are being absorbed by fish and making their way into the human food chain. The findings coincide with a claim by the American oceanographer Captain Charles Moore that ocean plastic is now a bigger problem than climate change. Miriam Hall has our report.
For 2 years, the French scientific vessel, the Tara, sailed the globe using specialised nets to trawl for tiny pieces of plastic. The expedition was to take the pulse of the ocean at the start of the 21st century, and the scientists on board were horrified by what they found. Dr. Chris Bowler is the scientific coordinator of Tara Oceans.
We didn't expect to find such high amounts of plastic in the Arctic because we consider this sort of area to be a pretty pristine environment, sort of far away from the dirty reach of our hands, you know, as mankind. So finding such high levels, which are sort of similar to average levels around the globe, in the oceans around the world, was a big surprise, very alarming.
Dr. Chris Bowler told the BBC the scientists found up to 40,000 fragments of plastic waste in every square kilometre of sea. While it's difficult to say where exactly the plastic is coming from, Dr. Chris Bowler says it's countries in the southern hemisphere that are most likely to blame.
We would imagine that it's coming from the southern hemisphere because knowing how the circulation of the currents move in the oceans, it's probably fair to believe that it's coming from these southern countries.
Dr. Bowler also believes that toxins from these pieces of plastic will end up being consumed by humans.
By reacting slowly with the ultraviolet light of the sun and the salt in the seawater, chemicals are released which are toxic, phthalates, phenol molecules and so on, which get taken up by the plankton. Because plankton is the base of the food chain, these will get up into the fish and then ultimately end up on our tables again. So we're sort of poisoning ourselves, sadly.
American oceanographer Charles Moore has labelled plastic pollution as a bigger problem than climate change and one that must be fixed.
It's murderous to marine ecosystems. It's acting as both predator and prey. As predator, it's tangling things up and killing them. We estimate just in the North Pacific alone 100,000 marine mammals dying every year tangled up in this stuff.
Captain Moore is the founder of California's Algalita Marine Research Institute. In 1997, he was sailing between Hawaii and the Californian coast when he discovered what is now known as the Pacific Garbage Patch. That's an enormous whirlpool of plastic marine debris which has shifted and accumulated by currents in the Pacific Ocean. Captain Moore is now in Australia to start what he calls the plastic conversation.
The question I get wherever I go on this tour is, are we a little better or a little worse than our neighbor up the road or down the road? And frankly, I can find you absolutely horrible examples in Australia of plastic waste clogging your waterways.
And he says it's not just marine creatures that are hurt by plastic in water.
The mutton bird, the shearwaters here in Australia, used to, 5 years ago, have 70% with plastic in them. Now it's 100% of all birds, And these are the most common seabirds in the world, the shearwaters. 100% of them have eaten plastic. They're starting to be population-level effects.
Captain Moore estimates up to 100 million tons of plastic washed into the world's oceans in the 5 decades between 1950 and 2000. He says that figure is likely to have more than doubled since then, and the time to act is now.
Do we have to wait for a population as numerous as the millions and millions of mutton birds to crash before we do something about this problem?
That's oceanographer Captain Charles Moore ending that report from Miriam Hall.